sheriff's office around.
I've got some to drive home too. I've got some Blue Ribbon boys up back in Missouri. If Tony and I ever get you back there, we'll show you some good kids.
Well, that's right. They tell me that you and Tony just fight each other out there.
No, Tony and I bought more cattle at his sale than anybody this time.
Oh, that's good.
Well, I figured out he's coming to mine someday, see? How that works.
That's right.
He never did get to your sale.
No, he didn't. I haven't ever had one.
I know you have.
Mine ain't good enough still.
Maybe we get you a little horns, you'll be all right someday. Mm-hmm. Mr. President, two things I wanted to ask you about. Ms. Johnson is coming, she was the paper, going to be out in the Midwest the 21st, 22nd, or 23rd, sometime along that way. Next week sometime, I believe. And she's going, one of the papers says she's going to land in Quincy, Illinois, and come down the river to Hannibal, Missouri, down the Mississippi on a boat, and probably drive back to Quincy, which is only 20 miles from there. If she lands in Quincy and comes down like that, Florence would like, of course, very much to be with her, meet her in Quincy and come down to there. I think it would be, she'd like, of course, to be with her, and it'd be helpful to us. Then when she gets in Quincy, into Hannibal, she's going probably to look at the Mark Twain deal, which is the main thing to show them there, you know. Ann's home, my daughter's home, is just 3 blocks from there, up on Cardiff Hill. That's Mark Twain's hill there, which is the most beautiful view of the Mississippi anywhere there. Her home is one of the showplaces of Hannibal. Beautiful home, and it would mean a lot to us just personally and a lot politically if Ms. Johnson could, who's with her, come by for coffee or something just for a few minutes when they were there.
All right. I sure tell her I've got one rule with her on her schedules. I never know where she goes, what she does, have anything to do with them for the reason that we were in trouble last night. George Christian said we ruined him because they announced engagement of Linda Bird without even telling him. And I said, hell, they didn't tell me. These women have got their own schedules and their own operation. They'll do it. But I will talk to her, Ed, and I would suggest, if you don't mind, you get somebody in your office or you talk to Ms. Carpenter, who makes up all these schedules, and get her to do it. Now, they've got to advance people out, and I don't know where they're even going. Matter of fact, I didn't know they were going next week.
Well,
but
I'll
tell Bert about it tonight.
I sure appreciate it. It'd be a big help. Now then, I've got another problem.
Okay.
You know, we've had the trouble of this with the governor out in Missouri.
Yep.
I mean, you have, and
yep,
I have,
yep,
all of them.
Yep.
Now then, the...
He's been mad at us ever since that poverty form. He
yeah.
tells our folks that he...
But he's trying to get along a little better, but he still speaks up.
No, he's not much. He's not much. They tell me that he's very much against you and very much against me. I think he's playing Bobby.
I think that's exactly right. And he had this district attorney, the fellow who's lieutenant governor, announced that he's going to run to the Senate against me this afternoon.
Yeah, told me that he's going to do that.
Yeah, he is. My guess is Bobby's finance.
Yeah.
But now the state chairman, who is with me, but who's Hearns' man, his boy, who is the prosecuting attorney of Henry County over there where he lives, wanted to be in the district attorney's office in St. Louis just as a assistant or something, not an important position. Now, this boy, of course, is the apple of his father's eye, and the Justice Department had the check made, and the FBI says this boy is not much good, and that's a bitter county there, and because Hearns and this fellow want to appoint one of the judges to the Supreme Bench, well, then he gives the FBI a bad report, and so on and so forth, and they turn this boy down. But I'm not particularly concerned about the job or anything. The people have just reelected him for the second term as prosecuting attorney in that county. And this gives this, the governor, gives the state chairman the chance to say, well, hell, he just turned my boy down, and it looks to me that kind of hurts us a little. They ought to be able to stretch a point. If there's nothing, he's not subversive or anything like that. He doesn't have the... They said it didn't try his cases good. I don't know whether he's trying the cases in the job he'd have in the district attorney's office. And he would have I'd say the people just reelected him last year for the second term. And he gets along. So I thought it was important enough. Maybe I ought to chat with you a minute about it to see there's no need of giving them that rod to work on us again with.
I'll talk to him. What's the boy's name? I don't know if they pay damn bit attention to me. They usually don't.
The boy's name is Dick Houghton. H-O-U-T-C-H-E-N-S.
H-O-U-T-C-H-E-N-S.
Yeah. I talked to Marvin Watson about it, and he said that was a couple of weeks ago. And then I talked to Ramsey, and he said he'd and have his boy take another look at it, and someone in his office called and told Dan Miles, my assistant here, that he read the report again, and they just couldn't, just didn't think he ought to employ him. He didn't take care of business. But the people over there, at least the majority of them, thought he did when they reelected him. And it's kind of what, take care of our friends just a little better, because it gives them an excuse to say we're smacking back at the governor and his state chairman.
Well, the governor ain't going to be with us. You think the state chairman's ever going to be with you?
Well, he says he is. He's going to go out and raise money for him, and definitely will be. And I believe he's telling the truth. I haven't been able to put my finger that Hearns is being against me, that he's doing anything. I suspicion it.
All my friends out there tell me that. I haven't talked to Tony or any of them, but the folks, the reports that we get from out there is that, he tells you where I get them is these governor's conferences.
Yeah.
People that talk to him there, and what I get them from then are newspaper reporters that he talks to quietly. He says on the record that I would have great trouble carrying Missouri. Off the record, he just gives me hell.
Yeah, well,
but he doesn't want to be quoted. He tells them not to quote him.
Yeah.
And he also gives you hell and says you're beat and you haven't got a chance and Life magazine's around you and that they're back out that you just can't do anything and he just murders you off the record.
I think he does.
Well, I know he does. I've got some good friends that I have interview him regularly.
But he's not the...
So that's why I would wonder. He told Tony and them he's for me, he's going to be good to me, and he's sorry, and all this kind of stuff, and he just got messed up in something else.
Then he went back to this conference and made a...
Then he went back and went back. But what he does, he tells them on the record that Johnson has his ups and downs, and his poll goes up and down, and he's popular and unpopular. I know goddamn well I'm unpopular. You don't have to tell me I'm unpopular. I know that. I've been in politics 40 years, and when a man's carrying a war and carrying a tax bill and carrying all the problems I've got, of course you're not going to be popular. But I'm still running ahead of every goddamn Republican, and I'm going to run ahead of them next year.
We were just talking here with Dan Miles.
The Republicans haven't given this thing, but even old Lou Harris, who's never been with me on anything, has taken me against Rockefeller, and I'm 50-30. And he's taken me against Reagan, I'm 59-31. And he's taken me against Romney, and I'm 6 points ahead of him. And he's taken me against Reagan, and he's taken me against one other one, Nixon, and I'm 8 points ahead of him. So when I run against an ideal, I'm 40%, because they'd like to be out of Vietnam, and they'd like to not have a tax bill. When I run against any one of them, I beat the hell out of them.
We all would, too, but you can't do it like that. Well,
so,
I told someone a while ago, we were talking, that you just say you'll be in Missouri a day or two, 2 days campaign, and they'll flood us over the state of wanting you to be at this place and that
yes,
place,
I
and
think.
They'll just flock to be with you.
Yeah, I think it's
now, there won't be any question about it. I told you a long time ago, I went up here with you 8 years ago and 6 years ago, and hell, I'll go down again if we have to go, but they can't beat us in Missouri, the one of us.
Yeah.
I'll lay you money.
Yeah.
I'm going to make my campaign on the Democratic record and the record that you've made and the record of my votes here in the Senate. If I'm beat, I'm going to be beat on that. And I've got just yesterday, or day before yesterday, all of organized labor in Missouri. Had a big meeting, and they're going to organize their people all over the state for me. Carrying big stores in front page. Hagelin's a good man, but they're not going with it.
Was the Globe Democrat against you or for you?
Oh, they were bitter against me. But unfortunately, they lost their man.
Yeah.
And they'll be, I'm told, and hope the fellow that's in there next time will be favorable to me. But this Amberg's all out to hurt you and me both.
That's right, and Post Dispatch is giving me hell every day. They give you hell, too?
No, they don't say anything against me.
Well, that's good.
They so far, but they you never know.
This Deacon just gives me hell. I don't know why. I've done nothing against him.
The only thing, their only view against you, I think, is the war situation. That's their big thing. That's their thing. That's the only thing that they have against me, is that I don't take this real quiet dove position that they want.
And does that go back to Lask or whatever his name is? Who runs the paper? Pulitzer Jr.?
Pulitzer. Yeah, Joe Pulitzer.
Is he the boss?
He has the last word, yeah. But he's very much of an idealist and much more interested in art and the pictures than he is running the newspaper.
Well, who runs the paper?
Well, Bob Lash is head of the editorial department.
Lash, yeah.
Yeah. And, but of course, Joe really feeds he has the final guess at him. But that paper is a hard to spot, just one fellow. But Lash has the head of the editorial branch. And They have a committee of different fellows.
I'll talk to them, Ed, and see what we can do about this.
Well,
I just look at the report.
If there's any way to do something for this fellow, we might tap at least the chairman where he'd... and he swears up and down that he's with me.
Thank you. I'll look into it. Thank you.
Okay.